Com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this absolutely windy, cold Thursday. Major drop, about 25 degree temperature drop since yesterday, going almost 50 degrees in Traverse City, down to 25 this morning. Wind gusts 30 to 40 miles an hour here at the studio. So, again, we hope everything stays on, but we'll do the best we can. Internal polls already being conducted by GoPAC Election Fund. This is an internal polling that was done by them, which has endorsed Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt for governor. Well, they claim that they have showed early positive messaging combined with telling voters about U.S. Congressman John James, his alleged past criticisms of President Donald Trump. According to them, puts Eric Nesbitt in a very strong position, quote unquote. GoPAC's hypothetical Republican primary shows John James, the former two-time U.S. Senate nominee and current U.S. congressman, at 38%. Nesbitt at 17%. Basically, a lot more. Let's see. That's 17 times 2 is 34. So, yeah, he's more than double the lead on Nesbitt. Mike Cox, former attorney general, is coming in at 10. Someone else is at 8%. So that means those 8% don't like any of those three. With 27%. Undecided. So basically, if you take someone else and undecided, it's 35%. They come in just 3 points behind John James. The National Research Poll surveyed 600 likely Republican voters February 17th through the 19th, plus or minus 4% in their methodology. Well, first of all, I met Eric at the state convention, got to shake his hand and invited him to come on the show. I've got some concerns because he is a politician. I believe the next governor should be a businessman, somebody that's never been elected either to the state house or the state senate, but a common sense businessman that can come in and fix it. Basically do what Donald Trump and Elon Musk is doing in Washington. But these political insiders, this is how they push these people down our throats. So let's get into it. Nesbitt has tremendous upside potential based on his biography, his voting record, and priorities of being a pro-Trump Michigan first governor, was one of the key findings of the GoPAC Election Fund poll conducted, again, February 17th through the 19th. Early positive messaging will raise Nesbitt's name ID and favorable ratings. This will put him on a more even playing field with candidates who have run statewide previously. For example, John James for U.S. Senate twice Mike Cox, former Attorney General. Also, the research indicates that once this happens, Nesbitt will find himself in a strong position. The polling showed GOPAC testing three messages, all of which were polled well among Republican primary voters. Number one, Eric Nesbitt is running for governor to end Governor Gretchen Whitmer's handouts to illegal aliens and to work with President Trump and ICE to deport illegal aliens and crack down on criminal gangs and drug traffickers. After that statement, 73% said they were now more likely to vote for Nesbitt. Again, following Donald Trump's coattails, Eric Nesbitt is a pro-Trump Senate Republican leader who was raised on his family's farm where his parents instilled in him work ethics, patriotism, conservative values that will guide him. He truly represents Michigan's middle-class families. After that statement, 69% more likely to support him. Last push poll statement, and that's what this basically is. You make a positive push for your candidate and then ask them to respond. Whether cracking down on sanctuary cities, fighting to bring manufacturing jobs back to Michigan, or making life more affordable for the middle class families, Eric Nesbitt will champion Donald Trump's campaign promises to put America first and will be a pro-Trump Michigan first governor. After this statement, 65% more likely to vote for Nesbitt. Kind of interesting, because another gentleman who's already filed his affidavit of identity and started collecting signatures is a truck driver, Anthony Hudson. He was at the state convention. Many of you may have met him there. I don't see his name anywhere in here. So I guess they just want to push politicians through MERS News Service, even though they know clearly he's out there. So, going to be very interesting. We'll see where this goes. But initially, it looks like they're pushing for John James and Eric Nesbitt. Mike Cox, not so much an appetite for him. But the biggest groups almost put together here, somebody else or undecideds. Way too early to tell. So, kind of interesting to see that poll come out this early and to see who they leave in there and who they didn't even mention. Let's see. Do we have enough time? Yeah, I think we can get this started, probably wrap it up in the last segment, hour number one. It's been 61 days since Senator Christian McDonnell Rivett, Democrat of Bay City, resigned her seat in the 35th State District in order to take her new seat in Congress. Some residents in the Tri-City areas are getting a little ornery about the governor not calling a special election to fill the seat. Right now, 38 state senators, 19 Democrats to 18 Republicans. Well, at a community town hall in Buena Vista on Friday, Karen Abate, a Republican precinct delegate from Saginaw, asked Governor Gretchen Whitmer, two representatives, why the governor hadn't set a special election date yet. Abate said at one point, which was captured on video by the Freedom Fund, this is taxation without representation. to this, Corey Hall, a senior advisor and director of the governor's Detroit office, said, what you're speaking to is more of a political conversation. It's more of a political, with a capital P, conversation, rather than the issue that we're here for today. Well, I understand you might be pushing a press issue, but you were asked a direct question by a citizen, a resident of that district. Additionally, based on the video, Abate appeared to have some support in the room. Paul told Abate he would take her concerns back to the governor. The longest a governor has waited to call a special legislative election in the last 15 years was over the late Andrea Schroeder seat back in 2021. That took Whitmer 74 days to call. But on average, she's only taken 17 days to call special elections in the past. Well, this ties into the mayor, state representatives down in Westland and Warren, Michigan. State Representative Dylan Wegla of Garden City, what he thought the governor was appearing to prolong her decision to call a special election. My take is pretty simple. I think the Democratic thing to do is hold the elections as soon as possible after the seats are unfilled. In general, Wegla said there should be a procedure in statute as to how long a governor has before having to call an election, or at least require one to be held within a certain number of days of the vacancy. I'm sure some people will be upset for me for saying this, but everyone in the state deserves representation. And you can't do that without having a senator. So again, right now it's 19 Democrats to 18 Republicans, and the 35th is actually considered a competitive 50-50 district. If the Republicans were to win this seat, they would then go into gridlock 19-19 and rely on Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist to break any ties. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Just to wrap this story up, I don't understand the governor's delay either, even though I know it's a competitive seat. But basically, 2 months, these people down in the Tri-City areas don't have a state senator. What is she waiting for? Are they recruiting, trying to find a good Democrat candidate to run? Is she afraid that they may lose the seat? Because if they lose this seat, folks, and the 35th becomes a Republican Senate seat, a Republican would then make it, like it said at the very end of this story, 19-19. They would have no legislative ability to ram anything through Lansing at all. No majority in the Senate, no majority in the House. Everything relying on the Lieutenant Governor, Garland Gilchrist, to break ties in the Senate. You might be able to pass some bills, but you're definitely not going to get immediate effect in the Senate. So that means legislatively this year, they would not be able to get anything done. They may not even be able to pass a budget. This is getting very interesting. And I didn't realize that the seat had been vacant for that long, 61 days as of yesterday. And something, it appears, her spokesperson did not want to talk about at this press conference. So very, very, very interesting. As a matter of fact, I'm going to reach out to a friend of mine that lives in that area, who's part of the 35th Senate District, and get her perspective on things to see what's going on and who they plan to run on the Republican side. I'm sure they probably have somebody chomping at the bit, just waiting for the governor to announce the election so they can file their affidavit of identity and start raising money and getting their name out there. Pretty, pretty interesting story. Well, yesterday on the show, I kind of gave you guys a homework assignment. One of our listeners, Pat, over in Presque County, took the initiative, called the county clerk, that this process has to absolutely be followed up on. Contacting your county clerks to find out how many people are on your qualified voter files. Then checking with the U.S. Census to determine most recent total number of residents living in your county, as well as a breakdown of how many adults versus children. And then let's do the calculations and see what percentages of adults are registered to vote in your county. Well, we're very excited about this information coming from one of our listeners in Presque Isle County. If you guys are listening in neighboring Sheboygan, Otsego, Charlevoix, Emmett, Mackinac, Chippewa, Luce counties, Alpena, maybe you could do the same things, and I can have this information to submit to the Michigan Oversight Committee that I'm working with. I've submitted a submission to them regarding my county of Antrim. I've got their attention. We're going to be in touch with them this week. And I can add your county information to the list as well. So good work, Pat. We'll be talking about it in the next hour. I want to take time to fully set this up and explain it to everybody. And then see what we can do about cleaning up qualified voter files in Presque Isle County as well. So greatly appreciate the research, the time you put into this, and we'll be talking about it in the next segment. Want to remind you that we will be collecting signatures in Antrim County. I need volunteers to come work with me on Saturday morning. Make sure you dress warm, bring your vehicle, get it good and heated up, and meet us at the McDonald's on 131, just north of Mancelona, right near the intersection of 131 and 66. We'll be meeting in the rear parking lot at 10 o'clock. I'll have petition boards, petition clipboards, sheets, a little handout to show people about why we're collecting signatures, and I need your help. So if you can give me a few hours on Saturday, I greatly appreciate it. This Saturday, the 8th of March, we'll be meeting at 10 o'clock, and then hopefully back there at McDonald's at 3. Everybody turns in their signatures that they were able to get for us, and maybe we'll be able to sit down and have some food together, enjoy a nice meal, and send you home. So if you can join us, greatly appreciate it. Text me Saturday, and I'll send you the flyer. Text me the word Saturday, 231-360-5140. And I'll send you the flyer. Help us on Saturday if you can. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would